I'm not an expert in this area. I just want somebody to give me a logical reason why we don't severely limit people from these countries. I am not advocating a quarantine. I am
Sam's just asking.
Okay, take a crack, Sam, because you tried last week and you were wrong.
It's terrible.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Go, Sam.
The nexus of the problem with Ebola is not in America. It's in West Africa. And until you get the situation in West Africa under control, we will never be actually out of the woods with respect to Ebola. So when you look at a travel ban, you have to look at it holistically. What does it mean, not just for America, but for West Africa? And basically every health official, maybe with a few exceptions, has said that if you do a travel ban, it may in fact help America, but it would make the situation in West Africa a whole lot more complex and a whole lot worse. If you do a travel ban in that country, people in that country will panic. There will be political panic, there will be social panic. In addition, people in that country will still try to get out of that country, even though there's a travel ban. You can't prevent them from trying to get out of the country, even if you do have a travel ban. Then it becomes a question of, okay, let's say someone with Ebola did try to get out of that country, and they did go to Europe, and we stopped them in Europe from going to the United States. We still then have to trace who their contacts were up until that point. And if you have a travel ban, if they were going underground, it becomes a lot harder to trace their contacts. So yes, you might help the situation in America, but the situation in West Africa is exacerbated and made worse.